11% is very significant. It's particularly troubling as the cost of compensating their victims is funded by law-abiding motorists. Effectively, uninsured drivers are taking millions from the pockets of you and me and averaging an average of 30 to 35 euros to the cost of every motor insurance policy.
The fact as well that this number has grown in more than half of the 26 counties in 14 is the problem of uninsured drivers. I suppose it has been there for some time, but has it reached the point now where it's getting out of hand, or has it already gotten out of hand?
It's already got out of hand, unfortunately. We did some research in this at the end of 22 and found that 1 in 12 private vehicles was driving uninsured, and that Ireland has the second highest level of uninsured vehicles in Europe. So there is some good news, though. We've got a big problem, but we also have a solution. The Gardaí have new technology to clamp down on uninsured driving. We're now providing the Gardaí with the insurance details of 3 million vehicles on a daily basis. They upload that into their mobility devices. They have handheld devices and devices in the world's policing cars. And they can quickly scan a license plate now and know within a matter of seconds if the vehicle appears to be insured or not insured. And we think this is going to be a game changer and will make a real difference in reducing those uninsured driving numbers.
You're fairly confident by the sounds of it then that this will be utilised by Gardaí. You see a fall in the level of claims?
We're really hopeful based on the feedback we're getting for the Gardaí already. So they rolled it out in a sensible, controlled way, but the pilot was so successful, they've rolled it out to all 11,000 frontline Gardaí now. So it's a really powerful tool in the hands of all the Gardaí on the front line, and they're reporting very positive numbers in the first few months of the year in terms of vehicles being seized. So one of the things that happens if you're stopped driving uninsured is they seize your vehicle at the side of the road, as well as some really stiff penalties. It's an automatic court appearance, 5 penalty points, a fine of up to 5,000 euros, and potential prison time for repeat offenders.
David, is this technology badly needed? Because has this been a big problem or a big reason behind the number of uninsured drivers on our roads, that it's well known the Gardaí are under-resourced and understaffed, and you often hear people saying that there's a lack of Gardaí on the roads, and perhaps as a result, people feel they can get away with things that they shouldn't be?
I think that could be a factor. So it's been a multi-year project to develop this for the Gardaí and overcome data protection hurdles. So we're really delighted we've been able to get this over the line for the Gardaí. It gives them a really powerful tool. Rather than randomly stopping vehicles and checking bits of paper and hoping to find an uninsured vehicle, it narrows it down to suspected uninsured vehicles very, very, very quickly for them. So we think it's going to be a really powerful tool, and we're hearing really good feedback from roads policing and frontline Gardaí about how useful they're finding it on a day-to-day basis.
And I suppose, given your confidence that we will see a fall in the level of claims as a result of this technology at the use of Gardaí, then motorists in general should it's cause to celebrate, because as you said at the outset, these claims, the rise in claims over accidents caused by those who are driving on the roads uninsured is hitting all of us motorists in the pocket.
Exactly. If we can get dangerous uninsured motorists off the road, it's got to help road safety. And then also, the honest motorist isn't cross-subsidising the compensation paid to their victim. So it's a win-win, I think.
David Fitzgerald there, the CEO of the Motor Insurers Bureau of Ireland. And for more on this, I'm joined in studio by Tommy Corbett from Kerry Corbett Financial Solutions. Tommy, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Alan.
This is an area that, although you don't deal with car insurance anymore, you did before and had plenty of experience with. The 11% rise in the number of claims over accidents caused by uninsured cars. When you were providing car insurance, was it a significant problem, the number of claims as a result of those type of accidents?
Not really. Like, if you look at the figures in Clare, I think it went from 38 to 39 claims between 2022 and 2023. So it wasn't massive. So 39 claims over a full year, given the number of motorists that you would have in Clare, isn't significant. But if you were a victim of one of those uninsured drivers, it's a huge, big deal for you. you know, when you have insurance, when the other driver has insurance, you know, the general rule is you swap insurance details and the two insurance companies then take over from there. And the process in general is pretty straightforward. You know, obviously there's a lot of experience there between the insurance companies and that kind of thing. If you are unlucky enough to be involved with an uninsured driver, it's a completely different kettle of fish. You have to go through the MIBI, and thankfully the MIBI are there to help people that are victims of uninsured drivers. However, the process is a lot more, I suppose, strenuous and a lot more difficult, and it takes a lot longer to get settled.
So it's a massive headache for the affected driver.
Yeah, massive headache. Like, you know, of the 200, you know, and it's estimated that there's at least 200,000 drivers driving around at any one time without insurance. And
isn't it incredible, even just to ponder on that number for a second? That is, does that just say something about the disrespect from some drivers for enforcement in this country, that 200,000 people could be driving around reasonably confident that they think they're not going to be caught?
Yeah, completely. And I suppose the punishment, maybe sometimes the punishment doesn't fit the crime, but I think the punishment probably doesn't fit the crime in the opposite way. You know, for this, like that, you know, in general, if you're caught without insurance, it's a fine, slap on the wrist, and away you go. Whereas, you know, like, and the 200,000 is probably on the lower side, because what they're doing there, really, they're comparing the number of cars that are taxed versus the number of insurance policies against those cars. Like, it doesn't take into account those people that actually don't bother paying tax and insurance, which is probably probably quite high.
Yeah,
as
if
well.
you think I'm going to get away without paying insurance, why would you go? Oh, but you know what? I better pay the tax.
Absolutely. Yeah. So why would you pay one without the other? So I think it's probably a lot higher, and it shows a huge level of disrespect to your fellow driver, you know. And listen, people will make mistakes, as in they will forget to insure their car, and we all know that. But there's the vast majority of those uninsured drivers are doing it on purpose. They're doing it because they're getting away with it. And I think the legislation that has been passed over the last number of months, giving the guards the shared information from the MIBI, hasn't come soon enough, and it's great that it's there.
And like, aside from causing a headache for a driver, an insured driver who has been in an accident with an uninsured driver, Tommy, in causing them a headache in terms of trying to get their damage to their car sorted out, it causes an issue for not just them but other drivers as well, insured drivers, in terms of, you know, their premiums. Everyone pays more because of these uninsured drivers.
Yeah, completely. So generally, again, if you're unlucky enough to be in an accident, but again, you have insurance and the other driver has insurance, you know, the insurance companies will speak to each other. It'll be dealt with pretty quickly. If, again, you're unlucky to be a victim of an uninsured driver, it doesn't get dealt with so quickly. So therefore, you have what's called an open claim in your policy. And we've seen cases, and I've seen cases in the past, where open claims have been there for 2 and 3 years while you're trying to get something done or a claim paid on your policy because it has been an uninsured driver or it's a complicated case. And that bit, once you have an open claim, it's the same as having a claim. You know what I mean? The insurance company will base it in the same way as they will do as if you have a claim. So therefore, you could have a situation where you have an open claim in your policy for 2 or 3 years, which means you've lost your no claims bonus for that 2 or 3 years, which means you're paying way over the odds to what you should be paying for your insurance. And it's tough on those. Like in 2022, 130 drivers a day were caught for not having insurance. That's just short of 48,000 in the year. I'd be hoping that figure would go up. And I think it will go up over the next number of years until people get the message that they cannot get away with it anymore.
Okay, lots of messages coming in for us. Yeah, and we definitely hope that the Gardaí, the new technology, certainly David Fitzgerald earlier on felt it's going to make an impact. Lots of messages coming in, as I say. We'll go through a few of those. Claire has been in touch on 086 1800 964 to say nothing in this country ever goes down. I hear you, Claire. What's the the saying, things come down like a feather and they up like a rocket and come down like a feather, like prices. Clare goes on to say there was a significant decrease in public liability claims last year, but insurance didn't go down. Alan, automatic number plate recognition linked to a database with insurance and NCT data has been in the UK for decades. Why has it taken so long to bring it into Ireland? I don't know, because quite often when an idea is pioneered or is used in the UK, how often do we see, well, this has been used in the UK, should we use it here? We constantly look to them for ideas, and then the really good ones, we don't. I don't know why. Fergus says, good morning, Alan. Can you clarify if the non-Irish cars currently in Ireland can be checked for insurance? Many of them have no tax insurance or NCT displayed. So that's just a flavour of what's coming in. Insurance prices, we did talk about that recently, that they hadn't come down, but would you expect them to come down, Tom? We know a legislation came through in July last year to tackle that, and certainly Jennifer Carroll McNeill, the Fine Gael TD and others behind it, said that basically we hadn't seen the full effects of that yet. We were talking about the most recent figures in terms of you know, claims dropping, but yet insurance prices going up. They were from 2021-22, that hopefully, you know, the politicians concerned with the legislation were saying we will see the full effect of it in the years to come. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think if you look at it, and listen, individual cases are completely different. But if you look at the overall statistics in relation to car insurance and commercial insurance in particular, you know, over the last 5-6 years, insurance premiums have come down. And again, individual cases will differ from statistics. I understand that, but they have come down. Will they come down by a whole pile? At the end of the day, the cost per insured driver is about 30-35 euros, you know, for those uninsured. Yeah. So don't expect your insurance to have or anything like that. So even if every driver on the road today was insured, you're looking at maybe a 30 or 35 euro decrease in your insurance policy. You don't expect that to be too major. In relation to the PI claims and that kind of thing, yes, I think that takes a while for it to filter through the system. And I think it's, as you said, I think premiums will go up like a rocket and come down like a feather. And I think that's what we're seeing over the last number of years. And I do think the effect of the decrease in PI claims will have a slow effect in relation to the decrease in premiums, but I do think they're coming.
Okay, we look forward to seeing that. We also look forward to seeing Clare in action again, Tommy, particularly after last Sunday. You and Brian and the rest of the management team must be very happy with that. Never an easy place to go. Super value, Páirc Uí Chaoimh, particularly with Cork knowing that after the defeat to Waterford, another defeat at the hands of Clare, with Limerick still to play, was going to make it very tough for them. And at one stage, when they were 7 points up, you must have been concerned, but a team, particularly in the manner of the way you lost to Limerick and you're 7 points down away to Cork, some teams may drop the head, but you must be delighted with the way you came back and ultimately won it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I did feel at the time, I thought, I wouldn't say the goal was against the run of play that Cork got, but there was no sense of panic, you know, on the sideline, and certainly the players didn't panic, and we kept making the right decisions, kept doing the right things, and eventually we got the rewards in relation to the goals and points to turn the 7 point deficit around. Yeah, listen, it was a bit of a squeaky bum time for the last 5 minutes, but I mean, you're never going to get anything easy in the Munster Championship, particularly away from home, and particularly when you go to Cork. You know, Clare have never beaten Cork in Cork before, so yeah, we're just delighted. The players put in such a huge effort day in, day out. They're a great bunch of lads, and yeah, delighted that we could come out of there with a win.
Even nicer, because you come into this break now and you go into it with the spirits high on the back of an important win, and you can kind of regroup and work on whatever needs to be worked on. You know, you don't have a game in a week's time.
Yeah, it helps. 3 weeks helps. But again, you know, last Sunday was only game 2 of 4. Mm. The Sunday before was only game 1 of 4. So we weren't, you know, going to dwell too long in relation to the Limerick defeat. We're not going to dwell too long in relation to the Cork win. So yeah, we'll be back training maybe this week. We'll have a chat about the Cork game, move on then, and look forward to Waterford in a couple of weeks' time.